person who's davening Shemoneh Esrei, not enough to cover up his elbow, he has to be wearing a shirt also, and also to be wearing, to be fully covered, because he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have it, he's stuck somewhere and he doesn't have enough clothing, and as long as he covers the elbow, then he's yotze. A person should be wearing special belt for the tefillah, even if he has a regular belt that divides between the elbow and the top half of the body. We learned before, if a person is wearing just an open, loose-fitting garment, then he's not allowed to daven, so it's mafsik, the hard area and the elbow area. But even if he has pants on, which are mafsik between the elbow and the top half, because the pants are pressing against him, still he should have a special belt for davening, and he could consider more mafulid in such a fashion. Davening. Yeah. Zoya says, a person who davens, he should put a talus over his head so that he should not be looking at the shvilim. That's the makor of having a talus over his head, at least the time of Shemoneh Esrei. The person doesn't do it, it's not good for longevity. The hat on. For other brothers, no need for this. Those that say you're not allowed to stay in the name of Hashem with a head covering, and others that say they should not go into a shul with that head covering. We don't have a problem. A straw hat is good enough for a head covering. For a person to put his own hand on his own head, it's not enough. It's all part of the same body. If somebody else puts their hand on his friend's head, it's not that's good enough.